The idea of opening American airspace to drones is unpopular with much of the public. And last week on All Tech, my colleague Robert Siegel spoke with FAA Administrator Michael Huerta about that.
Here's a hypothetical, by the way. I walk out of my house, and there, about 250 feet above my lawn, is a strange, uninvited, and frankly unwanted, unmanned flying object. Am I within my rights, assuming that I'm complying with all the gun laws of the Commonwealth of Virginia, to go get a rifle and shoot it down? Or does whoever owns that thing have a right to hover over my property?
You've illustrated one of the big complex questions that we have been dealing with the use of unmanned aircraft for a long time, and that is, how are these things used, and is there the potential for them to infringe upon your right to privacy?
Mr. Huerta went on to say you shouldn't shoot anything down, but he said you have a right to be concerned. Well, NPR's Laura Seidel talked with someone for whom the question of a drone outside his window was not just hypothetical.
When asked if using drones for personal and commercial purposes was a change for the better, Americans had this to say.
About two-thirds of our respondents, 63% of them, said that that would be a change for the worse.
That's Aaron Smith, who conducted the poll at the Pew Research Center. He says one of the reasons often cited for the discomfort with drones, privacy.
It gets at this notion of this is a device that can look in my windows, look in my backyard, take pictures or videos of me and my family.
So do you think people are just paranoid?
What's the saying? You're not paranoid if they are, in fact, you know, flying over your backyard and taking pictures of you at your barbecue.
When he purchased a new condo in San Francisco 3 months ago, Michael Kirshner and his wife were not paranoid. They liked the view out of the big picture windows in the living room.
You have a view that reaches all the way out to the Golden Gate Bridge. You can see the Pacific Ocean. You could see the mountains.
Then one day, Kirshner's wife was sitting in the living room, and she saw a drone with a camera on it hovering outside their windows.
She got me, and I came out. And then she started, like, hiding behind furniture because something's looking in at you, right? And you're very self-conscious about that all of a sudden. And I found myself doing the same thing. You're hiding behind your own furniture in your own house where you just had privacy prior.
Kirshner shows me a video of the drone outside his window. It's not quiet.
It's like a bee, like zzzz, flying out there, yeah.
A spokesperson for the San Francisco Police Department says it hasn't had any complaints about drones, and in this case, Kirshner says he did not report the incident to police. He did watch the drone go back and land on his neighbor's porch, but decided not to confront the neighbor.
Inevitably, you go down the path of, if it comes again, how are we going to get it out of the sky? Right? Like, can we throw things at it? Can we shoot water at it? The best idea I came up with was to buy some kind of remote control device and ram into it.
In terms of law, this is all uncharted territory. Local police say there are no laws directly applicable to drones, and it isn't clear if California's Peeping Tom laws would apply. But this is San Francisco, a city filled with tech startups and engineers who enjoy tinkering with the latest technology. So it's not unlikely to run into someone who owns a drone or two.
So here's a couple different drones.
David Merrill, the CEO and founder of a startup in the city, owns several drones. He's showing me one that looks like a four-leaf clover with a dome on the top. It's about the width of a beach ball.
So this is where I can stick a camera.
Yes, there's room for a camera on this drone. Merrill is an amateur photographer, and he always wanted to take aerial shots of beaches, mountains, and cityscapes.
It used to be basically impossible to do that as a hobbyist. And now for like $500 to $1,000, you can be totally up and running with a rig that'll get beautiful aerial photographs.
Merrill admits there are likely to be some downsides to more people using drones.
It's like any technology. There's going to be good ways it can be used, and there's going to be negative ways it can be used. And that's just kind of the deal with new empowering tools and systems.
But a lot of the public, even here at the center of the tech revolution, is more skeptical than not. I visited a local strip mall and simply said, what do you think of more commercial and personal drones?
Yeah, I don't like that. It's too much of Big Brother watching us as it is.
Well, I don't think it's good for them if they flying around looking through your windows and listening and stuff like that.
Similar to what's happening in every kind of arena. It's like, how much private stuff are we expected to put out? It's too much.
Where's one at? Did you see one?
Not right now.
Let's shoot it down. I do like them farmers out there in the Midwest. Shoot them down.
That was Joseph Yerby. His action is not advised by law enforcement. Other speakers were Erica Wright, Leslie Pitts, and Janelle Hollins. Despite the reservations expressed by many of the people who spoke to NPR, they also seem resolved to the fact that more drones are coming. They just would like to see it happen more slowly and for there to be clear rules about when and where people can use drones. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.